Hey everyone, this is Chris here, and as you can probably tell in the background, I've got AAC running because this is going to be a demonstration of Remnant. I was approached by someone asking me to do a demo of Remnant, and I guess we can do it. I haven't played this, so I'm going into this without knowing too much. Basically, Remnant is a, from what I can tell, a very extensive set of custom stages for Adventure at C:. It's designed to be a sequel to the main story. So I've already downloaded it. I will, of course, as always, be putting the link to the download. You will need to extract it with 7-zip. And then it basically comes with a whole bunch of files. There's a README file. It's got a cheat sheet for the puzzles, which I'm not going to look at right now. And of course, a bunch of other things, including the stages folder, which of course contains all the files. And there are a lot of files, like over 100 files. So this is quite extensive. I'm hoping there will be a way to save my progress. I don't know if I can just close the game and have it save. I guess we'll find that out. But I'm gonna launch into this and we'll see what this is actually about.
Adventure at sea.
TTF. New. Load a save file.
So, also, before we get started, I'm pretty sure these stages use custom stats. Oops, sorry, hang on, let me... Sorry. These stages use custom values for your lives and health and things like that, so it's not necessary to have progressed in the actual game. I'm running this off of a brand new save file, just because I don't have my old save anymore, which I really should, but I never backed it up. But anyway, we're going to load this.
Select a file slot to load. File 1. Chris, 10 minutes.
Alright, so we're in here, and apparently
music volume is -35.
I have read in the documentation that you want the music volume to be at -10 for it to sound right.
Music volume is -20. Music volume is -15.
So hopefully this won't get too distracting, or else I probably will turn the music down.
Select play stage. Select a stage from the list. Athletic.sdg.
Now there are lots and lots and lots of files. The one that you're looking for to start the adventure is Chapter 0.
CastleIndra1.sdg.
You know what?
Dark.sdg.
Turn this music down because it is kind of loud.
CastleBoss3.sdg. Chapter0.sdg.
Yeah, there are lots of files. All right, so let's load this and see what happens. So here we go. Let me adjust myself in my chair. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, let's go here.
Look, disclaimer. Certain materials in this stage are copyrighted to Nintendo, Game Freak, Sega, Capcom, Konami, Atlas, Valve Software, and Rovio Entertainment, and are included here under fair use exemption of the U.S. copyright law, and are restricted from further use. All materials are also used under the Creative Commons license.
And I'm going to turn off the microphone.
VGStorm.com sort of presents... Remnant, an Adventure at Sea campaign by Three Black Noises.
It's been about 3 hours since Chris vanquished Trusty for good. During a routine cleanup of the hard drive, Chris noticed his computer was still acting strangely. A quick investigation revealed that the folder where he'd stored the backups of his Nintendo Wii Virtual Console ROMs was write protected. After several failed attempts to get past the lockout, including several virus scans with questionable results and access denied errors, Chris decided that the best method for getting to the bottom of his problem was to once again use his code to place himself on the hard drive and solve the problem from the inside of his computer. It was with some trepidation that Chris ran the program that would send him on yet another trip through the innards of his PC. Little did he know, this would be an adventure he'd never forget. Chapter 1, Fragments of Nostalgia.
Good you're here. I'm glad you responded to my message so quickly. Listen, I don't mean to skip the pleasantries, but we are in a bit of a time crunch. So if you'll just follow me, I'll explain everything on the way to our destination. So, I'm sure you think you killed Rusty when the two of you fought deep within his inner fortress, right? Frankly, so did I. The truth of the matter is, his last wishes and the remaining fragments of his code merged together to give birth to an even meaner being who calls himself Remnant. He's created more viruses, way more than Rusty ever could, and he's definitely up to no good. We have no idea what his evil plan is, but we might just be able to stop him before it can take shape. That's the reason for the time crunch, by the way. You see, while he might have been generated from fragments of Rusty's code, he doesn't have Rusty's intellect. Yet. And if we kill him fast, we can see to it that he never will. I've set up a temporary headquarters deep in the motherboard that gives us a direct connection to the hard drive's ribbon cable, so we can access it without fear of reprisals from Remnant. Once we arrive, the first order of business will be to get started cleaning Remnant's dirty work out of those backup ROM images you downloaded from the Nintendo Wii Shop. We can't just delete them, because Remnant has protected them at the system level, where safe mode can't even kill them. I know, because I already tried all the documented kill directory commands, and got error messages, with language so foul I almost crashed. The good news is, this won't be all that different from what you're used to from opening the path to Rusty. There's no key code to collect this time, and it shouldn't take nearly as long, either. All of those old ROMs were coded in assembly language, so if you hurry, you might even be able to stop Remnant before he can learn something like C++. While you're playing housemaid, I'll start work on finding a way to freeze Remnant, or something, so that we can destroy him before we have Rusty 2 on our hands. Okay, the Mario ROMs are up first. Good luck, and hurry back!
Okay, so now we are placed in the environment.
Music volume is minus 30.
Let me turn music up a little bit.
Music volume is minus 10.
Alright, so you can walk around.
These are the Mario ROMs that were infected by Remnant. Just press enter on a ROM to enter it. Teleport pads like these will let you obtain some useful items. The teleport pad to your left will return you to the start of the hub area, but if you keep going to your right, you're certain to find something good. Keep in mind, however, that the contents of this area will change every time you return to the hub after clearing a ROM.
Yeah, so these are some items.
Extra life, 56 lives. Extra life. Extra life.
We might as well grab this stuff.
Extra life. Extra life. Go west, young man, go west.
Go back. Okay. Now, I suppose what we have to do is go through these ROMs.
World question mark 1, 60 lives, 342 bits, time 0 minutes and 0 seconds, Chris start.
Oh hell. Yeah, I'm turning down the music.
Music volume is minus 25.
Yeah, so apparently we're playing Mario? I don't know. Or closest approximation to Mario. Oop, that's a... Platforming challenges. I think this was the reason why I quit playing this before. essentially what you have, let me go back over here and get rid of this thing. What we have are a platforming challenges. So they're, each platform is four tiles apart, and you have to jump onto them. This is not going to be fun. I don't like this part of this game. So four, let's see. Oh, hell no, it's not.
57 lives.
Okay, so the order is like 2, 4, 5, and then I think 2. Yeah, I don't like platforming challenges. And we have a Mario enemy. I do not know my Mario terminology, so you will have to forgive me. Oh, you. So you have to center that thing. Okay. There's a wall. See, but the problem with this music.
Music volume is minus 15.
The problem with the music is it's really loud.
Music volume
I'm turning
is
it
minus
down.
10.
Also, I don't want to get flagged for potential copyright. So. Well, I guess that's it.
World question mark 2, 53 lives, 540 bits, time 0 minutes and 0 seconds. Chris, start.
Oh, come on and. Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, I think this is the underground area. Yep, this is the underground Mario. I know this music.
Music volume is minus 35.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna keep the music volume down because I don't want to get flagged for copyright. I really don't think he should have used this stuff. Is that supposed to be like? Oh, I see. Okay. So it looks like this next part, you have to jump over chasms. Let's see. Let's hit the up arrow and jump as far as I can. Okay. Yeah. I get it. So the rocks indicate the edges of the pits, which are silent. And so does that. Okay, let's jump down. We've got more Mario enemies, I guess. I don't know what they are. My knowledge of Mario is next to nothing. Jump on. Okay. Oh, I hate this.
50 lives.
Come on, this is...
45 lives.
I'm reminded why I quit playing this before. It's because of stupid crap like this. I run out of lives at this rate. Oh, come on! This is not fun! Come on! Undershooting it or overshooting it. Okay, so I'm here.
37 lives.
Oh, come on! Oh, come on, this is...
34 lives.
You know what? This is not fun. This is aggravating.
33 lives.
We have more. Thank you. Of course.
31 lives. Lives. 30 lives.
This is pissing me off. So I'm supposed to land on that thing. Oh, come on, this is fucking ridiculous.
28 lives. Was fully restored.
Oh, no, come on.
27 lives.
I don't like this platforming bullshit. Oh, come on, this is... This is not fun.
21. lives. Your health was fully restored. You've received 5 extra lives from the Mario World. Unfortunately, we can't just give you those lives, so, instead, your lives counter has been set to 70. Sorry if you had more. Congratulations. Level complete. You took 14 minutes and 29 seconds to complete the level. You had a total of 105 kills.
Okay.
You have received 2,500 bits. Press the enter key to continue.
Ah, you're back. Good job with the Mario ROMs. They're all shiny and clean again. Next up are the Zelda ROMs. And I'm afraid you're going to have a rather rough go of it with them. While you're busy cleaning them out, I'll be busy trying to figure out how to kill Remnant once and for all, without doing any further damage to the system. See you around, kid. Please don't die on me, okay?
70 lives.
So we got more lives, that's good, because I was running out of them. So Mario... Zelda... Let's go into this teleporter thing, because I need more items.
Your health was fully restored. Extra life. Extra life.
Yes, give me as much stuff. Is that it?
72 lives.
Fine, that's what I'll have to work with. Okay. Okay. That one's already been cleared. here we go, playing some...
Knife.
I guess this is Zelda or something.
Attack, 50 defense. 284 health. 200 health.
Hate those things. Of course it wouldn't be that easy.
Ow!
Get rid of you. Oh, damn. This is gonna suck.
Your health was restored by 30.
Close to each other.
60 lives.
So take 8 steps.
Okay.
laser.
Ducking so that
That was scary.
And here we are in a cave or something.
51 lives.
Oh. Platforming again. This is going to get old really fast. So you should be 4 tiles apart. Yeah, that's great. We're in a fire pit. You have to jump these platforms in this pit. See, but I can't hear anything. Ah, okay, so I'm just gonna jump the rest of the way through.
230 health.
Something once lived here.
Yes, and if you haven't been able to guess it by now, the creator of this stage worked with Aaron Baker for some things, because you can hear his voice in here. I have to say, this is
47 lives.
Quite well done. Excuse me. Quite well done, it's just these traps are driving me crazy.
Maybe I actually jumped over a trap this time. I can't go forward, so I guess it's back I go. To set off the trap like an idiot.
Let's go back this way.
You've obtained a heart container from the Legend of Zelda series. This pulsing vessel of life symbolizes the life force of Link, the hero chosen by the Triforce. Thus, your maximum health has increased by 100 points.
Yeah, so sorry you could hear my keyboard making a bunch of noise and my microphone possibly making a bunch of noise there. We just ran into the other thing I hate about this game, aside from the platforming, which is, it turns into a button masher. So I was mashing the space bar like crazy. Now we're somewhere else.
Ooh, free stuff! You don't have to ask me twice.
Your health was power packet, extra life. Power packet. Power packet.
So
your laser's battery was recharged by 1,000.
50 lives. Laser. Laser battery level, 5,000. Knife.
Laser's full. That's good. Not sure what that was, but alright.
400 health.
Oh, I've got more health? Okay. Well, that's nice.
Congratulations. Okay. Level complete. You took 14 minutes. Press the enter key to continue.
Okay.
Well, you cleaned out the Zelda ROMs, and you're none the worse for wear. That's good, because I have the dubious pleasure of being the bearer of bad news. You see, it appears that Remnant isn't the only foe we're facing. While you were traipsing through Zelda Land, something came through here and blocked off the Metroid ROMs. I didn't get a good look at it, because it used some weird function and froze my data while it was doing its thing. Recently, you helped out a friend of mine with a nasty virus problem. And now he's going to work for you. Or rather us, as he's already pulled out some data hidden deep within my program's code that'll give us a better idea of what we're actually facing. Take that teleport pad in front of the steel data, and you'll wind up facing this new foe. Don't worry, we'll both be watching your battle and recording all the data we can so we can analyze it for any weaknesses it may uncover. I hope you're at full health, because though my confidence in you is quite high, I have a bad feeling about this.
54 lives.
So you got a bunch of lives.
400 health. 400 maximum hit points.
Yeah, we're full. That's Mario. What's that thing? No.
397 lasers. Congratulations.
That was easy.
Level complete. You took 35 seconds to complete the level. Press the enter key to continue.
That was easy.
Good. You made it through that ordeal. I was starting to worry about you a tiny little bit toward the end there, but it seems my worries were misplaced. It's absolutely horrible that the thing you just vanquished appears to have been your evil doppelganger. However, it wasn't the only one. From what we can tell from the little of its data we were able to observe, it has at least one other linked twin. That means that said linked twin just got a lot more info on you from watching the first one bite the dust. So much for your stats being a secret. Still, if you can get more game items like that piece of heart that increased your health, you might still have a chance against Remnant, and this other doppelganger as well. I'd get a move on if I were you. If this new shadow manages to get in touch with your more, shall we say, personal details, like your passwords, I'd hate to see the state of this system a day from now.
Honestly, if you ask me, just reformat and reinstall. I mean, seriously.
395 health, 400 maximum hit points.
We got that. What I don't know is how to save my progress. Oh, yeah, I think we're gonna go into
power packet. Your laser's battery. Power packet.
Jump up in the air, get that stuff.
Extra life. 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 Extra life.
So, let's just see, because I do want to end this here, because I'm gonna break this into parts.
Are you sure you want to quit the level? Yes, no.
If I quit like this, I think I'll lose my progress. If I close the game, I'll probably lose my progress. Let's test that.
File submenu.
Alright, so the program's closed.
Adventure at sea. Stage AAC.txt.
Now let's check. See if we can...
Adventure.
VGStorm.com.
Welcome new Lotus.
Select file. File 1.
Yeah, okay.
Select build play stage. Select a stage from athletic.sdg. Castle. Chapter 0. Chapter 2.sdg. Disclaimer. Certain. Chapter 2, Cat and Mouse.
Good job on cleaning out the Metroid realms. It's too bad about your Shadow, though. I thought you had him on the ropes. At least we learned a few. Stay safe out there.
Oh, you can't save your progress? Oh, what? That's bullshit! Okay, I'm done now.
Yes.
This is bullshit.
Welcome, new game. Exit.
I thought there'd be an easier way to save your progress. Okay, well, that's part one of Remnant, and I really don't know if I want to continue this, because I don't want to go through that. Jeez, okay.
Audacity, track.